Hello, John Solomon, and everybody listening to the 26th annual WPRB Christmas Marathon. This is Mike Adams. I'm currently holed up in my home studio. My son's taking a nap. I'm in Bloomington, Indiana, USA. About 20 or so years ago, my mother's family unwittingly started one of the greatest holiday traditions ever known to man. I was somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 years old at the time, so the specifics of how this tradition came to be were lost on me, but the rationale for the initial change was as clear as a Christmas bell. For a time, my family was huge. I had a lot of cousins, I have a lot of aunts and uncles, not to mention my own immediate family, plus family friends that we sort of co-opted into the greater family unit. And between the growth spurt adolescence of preteen cousins and the ever-growing collections of porcelain dolls and grandfather clocks, we were starting to outgrow Grandma's house. Now, I don't know who was the first to suggest it, but somewhere in the gravy haze of a chaotic shoulder-to-shoulder Thanksgiving feast, one of the adults mentioned that perhaps we, as a family, should pay a timely visit to our old pal John come Christmas time. John and his parents were family friends of ours. John's folks had passed away recently, and my do-gooding Midwestern Christian family thought it would be a real joy for us to visit him on Christmas Eve, bring some food, invite some friends, and sing some Christmas carols. What a show of the true seasonal spirit. I mean, here we were, sacrificing our personal, private, and overfull family Christmas celebration to bring a little bit of holiday cheer into our grieving friend's world. Not to mention, John's family also owned a bowling alley, one of which he was now sole proprietor, so why not fill that place with some Christmas joy while we're at it? Kill two turtle doves with one snow globe, or something like that. Oak Park Lanes is conspicuously plopped onto one of North Manchester, Indiana's main drags, right between the old Hooks drugstore and Warville Park, just down the way from the public pool, and I think it might be the first bowling alley that was ever invented. Or at least it seemed that way to my 12-year-old senses. The front door was a warped piece of plywood with the hours of operation scribbled on it with a permanent marker. Inside, half of the tile floor was missing, while the bowed old floorboards in the lanes added a new and exciting challenge to the age-old game. Being the holiday season and all, the old place was outfitted with an endless string of those big, fat 1970s Christmas lights of all colors. The kind you're anxiously watching and expecting an explosion and devastating Christmas fire to leap from at any moment. Combine that with the thick smell of 100 years of cigarette ghosts and you've got yourself a real edge-on holiday party. 20-some years, every Christmas Eve, since the first one, my family has piled into Oak Park Lanes for a wild celebration, filled to the top with practical joking, strike-throwing, and enough homemade sweets and summer sausage to choke an elf. My mom typically takes the reins, doling out rental shoes to everyone and manning the register as each brood pays for their games at the end of the night. After opening the front of the Coke machine like a refrigerator, John usually floats around the room, hobnobbing with the various age groups of my relatives, all the while kicking the flickering score machines, the screens back on, or running behind the pins to correct some rickety ball return mechanism, that kind of thing. At the end of the night, once all the bowling was paid for and most of the treats had been devoured, we'd all circle up around John and his gigantic fire hazard of a Christmas tree as it pushed up through the drop ceiling tiles and sing three or four Christmas carols, each and every year ending with the grand finale of "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," with Uncle Glenn calling out for it to be sung a little higher, and everyone would go up on their tiptoes, or a little lower, and everyone would kneel and crouch down, and finally, backwards, as we'd all turn our backs into the circle and have a hilarious joke. And for 20-some years, this was the day I looked forward to and anticipated more than any other day of the year. Last week, we met my parents in Indianapolis for dinner. At some point, casually, while we were making our way through a pizza and some ginger ale, my mom let it slip that Oak Park Lanes is no more. Apparently, John had had some issues with back taxes, and so the county stepped in and seized the business. From what I understand, between the value of the building and whatever amount of cash he was able to cough up, he's out of hot water with Uncle Sam. But I didn't ask a lot of questions. My brother, who's a part-time cop in North Manchester, Says there's a greenhouse or some kind of flower shop in there now, with all their mums and other annuals spilling out into the gravel parking lot. In truth, the last handful of years at Oak Park haven't quite been the same, as we've all gotten married, some of us more than once. A few family members have passed away, or less dramatic things like folks moving out of town for school and work have affected the attendance. Still, I'm sad to see her go, and I have no idea what we'll do on Christmas Eve this year. Merry Christmas, everybody.